The Blue Jay softball and baseball teams punched their ticket to the state tournament, and the track and field season comes to a close in Bismarck. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown High School Blue Jay softball team punched its ticket to the state tournament on Saturday afternoon as Jamestown defeated number 2 Minot 3-2 at Starion Bank Field in Bismarck. Jamestown got two runs on the board in the fourth inning. Katie Trumbauer and Jada Walter each had RBI doubles, and then Jamestown scored once again in the fifth. McKenna Nold driving in the run that gave Jamestown a 3-1 advantage. Nold finished the game in the circle for the Blue Jays, striking out 7 batters to get the save in relief. Jamestown will be the number 3 seed representing the West Region in the state tournament, which starts on Thursday at Trapper Field. The Blue Jay baseball team defeated Legacy 8-0 on Saturday afternoon behind a 5-run fifth inning that blew the floodgates open. The Blue Jays are headed to the state tournament as the number 4 seed in the West Region. They'll take on West Fargo Cheyenne to open up the tournament at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. The track and field season came to a close this weekend. Annie Nabwe became the first Class A female athlete in 30 years to win the javelin, shot put, and discus as Jamestown's girls track team took third at the Class A state meet. Nabwe finished in third place as well in the 100-meter dash for Jamestown. Yolanda Nabwe took fourth place in the 100-meter dash. Thomas Almer for the Blue Jay boys track and field team took fourth in the discus throw and finished fifth in the shot put to end his Blue Jay career. And in tennis this weekend, Phoebe Olson of the Jamestown girls tennis team became the first Blue Jay ever to win a singles crown in the West Region as the senior defeated Sophia Felderman of Mandan in 3 sets. Olson will be the number 1 seed in singles representing the West Region starting on Thursday in Grand Forks. If you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, you can always head to NewsDakota.com.